Now you have the parable of the lost coin, so-called. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, she's married, of course, and this was her wedding ring. If she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. This speaks of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, his ministry is to make sure that every one that belongs to the bridegroom is going to be there. Every coin will be there. Everyone's valuable to him. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I found the piece which I had lost." Likewise, I say unto you, there's joy in the presence of angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. What a picture that you have here, you see. Now, we come to the third one. He said a certain man had 2 sons. That certain man is God the Father. It's a glorious, wonderful picture. Actually, this is not a parable of a prodigal son. It's about a very good father who had 2 sons. Both of them are prodigals, to tell the truth. We'll see that about the older son in a few moments. And this father did not force the boy to do anything against his will. He was really indulgent with the boy. Notice this. And the younger of them said to his father, notice this, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me," and he divideth unto them his living. This is the picture that you have here. Divideth unto them his living. And now notice, "And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living." You see, the father didn't force the boy to stay home against his will. And you can walk right away from God if you want to. That's your business. Have you ever noticed that that rich young ruler that came to the Lord Jesus, our Lord, when he left him, and yet it says our Lord loved him? Why, I'm sure that a great many people would say today, "Well, let's sing 15 more stanzas and see if the boy won't come forward." Well, that's not the way our Lord does it. You can go away from God if you want to. He wasn't forced. You know, this boy now, he wants to leave home. And he's guilty of what Dr. Streeter calls the sin of propinquity. And that sin of propinquity means that things near at hand are wrong and things that are far away are the good things. The faraway places are wonderful, but the old hometown doesn't look good. You know, the chief allurement of sin is its mystery. The grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. And there are a lot of people out here in California. They came out here because they thought the grass was greener, and they found out the smog and the traffic both are thicker here also, and things grow here. Sure they do. And so does smog and traffic. And the prodigal, of course, he got the tourist maps and all the folders, and he went around to the travel agencies. So he went away to a far country. And all we're told here about the poor boy is, well, let me just read that again. Took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. He spent a lot of time in the far country. But the Lord doesn't talk about that. There's a movie made of the prodigal son, and about all the movie was about was the time he had in a far country with his drinking and carousing around. Our Lord didn't dwell on that, you see.